please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Sacred Song Reiki, an enlightened journey into spiritual and mystical discovery. Join your guide, Priscilla Gale, as she helps you to discover new sources of energy and techniques that can truly heal you of a variety of different issues. Now, here's your host, Reiki master, teacher, and spiritual leader, Priscilla Gale.
Hi, and good morning. Good morning to you. Greetings from Stowe, Massachusetts on this beautiful September morning. I hope all of you are doing well this morning, wherever you may be listening from. Today I am going to start with Shambhala multidimensional healing. For any of you who may have visited my website, you will see that I am in fact a Shambhala master teacher. I started out an Usui master teacher, which is recommended, as I've mentioned in previous shows. And I followed that with Karuna Reiki and continued on my personal journey seeking out healing modalities until I came to Shambhala. And when I came to Shambhala, I found in Shambhala everything I had been looking for. This is truly a life-changing and remarkable modality. And should you choose to become attuned to it, it will be life-changing in an enormous way and in a phenomenally beautiful way. Remember who you are. You are the divine spark. You've chosen to be in this body to have physical experience here in what is lower dimensions. Shambhala is an ascension program, and healing is but one of the many benefits of this program. So as you listen to this, remind yourselves, reaffirm to yourself that you are not the body. You are the spirit. And as I've said so many times, you are divine. Shambhala is an extremely multifaceted and therefore effective modality, and it is very simple to work with for personal healing, facilitating healing in others, and for expanding your own spirituality. Anyone who chooses this will walk away a much clearer channel for divine energy. Not to mention that you yourself will be a clearer being, both spiritually and emotionally. When I conduct a healing session on a client, I always call in my Shambhala guides. And my clients repeatedly tell me that my hands heat up like fire. Now, the core teachings of Shambhala revolve around love, freedom, and the knowingness of one's connection to Source or Goddess God. Shambhala encourages a very empowering philosophy that urges each and every one of us to stand in our own power and in a sense become our own guru. Shambhala refers to the collective consciousness of the ascended and galactic masters, and it is their resonant energies that are finally now available to us on the earth. That being said, this is a profound course for those that do not necessarily have any knowledge or interest or belief of ascended masters. You don't have to believe in it at all. And it is empowering regardless of one's religious background. Now, this modality is what many consider to be the original form of Reiki that dates back all the way to the prehistoric times of Atlantis. And Shambhala consists of at least 354 symbols that are used for various purposes. One ascended master that you may know as Saint Germain was one of the originators of this system during his lifetime in Atlantis. And it is said that Dr. Usui discovered a few of these symbols during his visits to Tibet and utilized them to develop Reiki. So, Shambhala Reiki therefore boasts its origins from the ancient land of Atlantis. And many claim that Shambhala Reiki is the truest form of Reiki. It is a combination of the energies of traditional Japanese Usui Reiki and Tibetan energies. It is an ethereal blend of life force energies and works, not only on the mental, emotional, and spiritual levels, but it penetrates through to the deepest levels of DNA and cellular memory. Shambhala increases the body's vibration to a much higher level and works primarily through the crown chakra connection to the divine. So what does Shambhala stand for? No fear, no judgment, and freedom from illusions. The powerful words in the language of Shambhala: love, respect, and the truth of freedom. In Shambhala, we use the energies of Mother, Father, Source. We make no judgments. Positive and negative, those two words, they are judgments. If we say, for example, that is a negative energy, watch out. Or that is a positive energy, so that is good. Either way, we are being judgmental. We very much want to believe in a perfect world. And positive and negative are just two poles, the plus and the minus, if you will. Not unlike what we see in electricity. with electricity, we need both poles to have movement and an electric flow. Fear is only an illusion of the mind. So let it go and follow the love by letting the light shine upon that fear. Shadows and even darkness then disappears. Everything is already there. Everything. And it's also in you. Remember it all. Feel it inside you. Shambhala is about healing out of an inner focus. But the essence of Shambhala is love and freedom, and healing is but a small part of this enormous whole. You limit your possibilities if you choose to see only the healing side. Be a totality. Instead of limiting yourself in spirituality, religion, or as a healer, limiting your consciousness deprives and separates you from the wholeness. Freedom is not about battle. It's not something you need to fight for. Spirituality, being a spiritual being, is also not a battle or a fight. It is not a control system like religion or other belief systems. They all have rules. Once you have rules, you have limitations. Shambhala is all about being totally in the here and now as the glorious being that you are now. Love without conditions. Experience the freedom. It is your right. Experience wholeness. As I've said in previous shows, you create your own reality as an individual and as a collective, because we are all connected to one another and to spirit. So what do we tend to do often enough? We're human. We judge ourselves or fight ourselves. So you can stop it. Be free from fear, because fear is only an illusion derived from the mind. Create what you really want and need, and create it freely. Of course, with the intent that there's no harm to anyone else, but create it freely. So, and in the words of Gandhi, be the change, you be the change you want to see. We're coming up on a break. This is Priscilla Gale, Sacred Song Reiki on Voice America Seventh Wave Radio. We are talking about Shambhala Reiki. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you stressed out? Experiencing difficulty sleeping? Having trouble with overcoming nagging injuries? Are you lacking in energy? Do you suffer with acute or chronic disease? Or are you struggling with depressions or anxiety? Sacred Song Reiki offers more than just Reiki. Sacred Song Healing works to correct imbalances of energy within the body and restore health, balance, and feelings of peace. Treatments are gentle and soothing. Experience an increased state of well-being, a decrease of pain, and diminished symptoms of illness. Reconnect and regain your sense of peace, wholeness, physical well-being, and bring balance back into your life. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 to schedule your appointment and begin your commitment to move in the direction of your higher self's purpose. Or visit www.sacredsongreiki.com. Priscilla offers healing services including sound vibration as well as life coaching. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 or visit the Sacred Song Reiki website at sacredsongreiki.com. Get the most out of life with Sacred Song Reiki by Priscilla Gale.
What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Sacred Song Reiki with your host, Priscilla Gale. To connect with our show this week, please call during the live broadcast to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to willowsong518@yahoo.com. Now, back to Sacred Song Reiki.
Hi, welcome back. I ended the previous segment with the words of Gandhi, "Be the change you want to see." A lot of people go into healing, energy healing, as a means to heal themselves in part, but also to heal others, which is noble, but without really finishing the job of healing themselves. So if you want to be the change you want to see, change your own situation. Rather than running away from it or from your issues and helping others. If you change your own situation first and get that good feeling, you will be actually of more help to others. So if you change, the world around you changes as well, because we are connected. Again, we are connected to each other, and that's why. If you are free, then others are invited to be free also. You are doing the first step so they can take their first step. And so step by step by step, change occurs. Things evolve gently. Not in a rush or at once. Take it step by step, taking always the first steps yourself. And therefore, you bring the change if you change yourself. And that is an aspect of Shambhala. Love without condition. If everybody frees himself and behaves like a free person, then those individuals who have controlled us until now, or in my case, try to, have the opportunity as well to free themselves. because there's no one there anymore to control. Victim behavior and control all often come together. If you act like a victim and think like a victim, believe you are a victim, then you are a victim in all parts of your life. But you can step out of it, and you can step out of it now. It takes changing your thinking, and as soon as you do that, you start to be free. Create and co-create everything on this earth yourselves. In Shambhala, there really is only one rule. There are no rules. Shambhala is the collective consciousness of the ascended and galactic masters. It is a resonance, a vibrational frequency which can be reached. The preparatory work has been done within the Earth templates to hold the Shambhala frequency, and the time is now to open up the crystalline matrices within the human energy field to receive this frequency. Master Germain tells us, and I quote, "A new facet of the Shambhala diamond has been activated, and it is through this facet that Shambhala energy flows. This energy has a powerful transformative nature, and as such supersedes the energy previously available through the Reiki healing system. The diamond frequency of Shambhala is highly refined, not only transformational, but also a very powerful healing energy, which includes the Reiki spectrum." End of quote. The activations, attunements, and initiations into the diamond frequency of Shambhala allows us to access the new codings, which are being downloaded through the galactic centers to stabilize and widen humanity's and the Earth's harmonics in order to become one unified harmonic. Receiving the new codings and operating within the diamond frequency will mean increased multidimensional awareness, developing clairvoyance, clairaudience, and clairsentience. The major purpose of these activations and initiations are for your own personal evolution. The increased healing powers, abilities, are but a byproduct. Shambhala multidimensional healing may be the next step onwards and upwards in the evolution of your being, of humanity, and Mother Earth. Self-empowerment, non-judgment, and love without conditions are some of those first steps to bring about spiritual ascension. Shambhala is the knowledge that all healing comes from one source, one heart. if you are aware, or at least accept the premise, we are connected to one stream of consciousness, then we are all part of a sacred healing community. It is about the realization that we, each and every one of us, are a complete, a whole, a divine, enlightened, spiritual being. Shambhala is a very powerful blend of energies. It combines the energies of Reiki with Mahatma, which is living your divinity and enlightenment. It combines the Christ consciousness, unconditional love, the archangels, and the ascended masters, integrating your multidimensional aspects. If you have awoken to the call to heal yourself and others, if you have the desire to awaken and teach others, if you are feeling motivated to accelerate your spiritual path, if you wish to develop your intuition, if you know you either are or want to become a light worker, if you want to join in planetary service, Shambhala is a wonderful tool to facilitate the process for all that. It is taught as a hands-on form of energy healing. You are able to feel it and be it. It is a healing of body, mind, and spirit. There are generally four levels of Shambhala, and they're occasionally, most often taught, levels 1 and 2 are taught together, followed by levels 3 and 4 that are taught together. Again, the benefits to you is your expansion of awareness, your own self-healing, your increased connection to your higher self and divine source. It enhances your spiritual growth and development. It accelerates you moving towards ascension. And you begin to access multidimensional community-based healing. It also adds benefits to your clients, friends, and family. You're able to assist others to achieve and maintain optimal health. It is also a means to accelerate life path learnings, clearing, and evolution. And that's just basically level 1. Level 2, you add multidimensional healing and the symbols into your own self-healing practice, which will augment and enhance your life, clear obstacles, patterns, addictions, and all self-sabotaging programs. We have come up on another break. This is Priscilla Gale of Sacred Song Reiki on Voice America 7th Wave Radio. Join me after break as we conclude Shambhala Reiki. Stay tuned.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Can you imagine a technology that takes human consciousness to the next level? One that reveals a new understanding of what is valuable and possible in the abundant support of life? The truth is, we already have that technology. We simply need to awaken to it and become the value it creates. For more about this, please tune in to Awakening Value, Shamanic Technologies of Consciousness and Success with host Marty Spiegelman. Awakening Value is live every Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel. Are you stressed out, experiencing difficulty sleeping, having trouble with overcoming nagging injuries? Are you lacking in energy? Do you suffer with acute or chronic disease? Or are you struggling with depressions or anxiety? Sacred Song Reiki offers more than just Reiki. Sacred Song Healing works to correct imbalances of energy within the body and restore health, balance, and feelings of peace. Treatments are gentle and soothing. Experience an increased state of well-being, a decrease of pain, and diminished symptoms of illness. Reconnect and regain your sense of peace, wholeness, physical well-being, and bring balance back into your life. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 to schedule your appointment and begin your commitment to move in the direction of your higher self's purpose. Or visit www.sacredsongreiki.com. Priscilla offers healing services, including sound vibration, as well as life coaching. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 or visit the Sacred Song Reiki website at sacredsongreiki.com. Get the most out of life with Sacred Song Reiki by Priscilla Gale.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Sacred Song Reiki with your host, Priscilla Gale. To connect with our show this week, please call during the live broadcast to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to willowsong518@yahoo.com. Now, back to Sacred Song Reiki.
Hi, welcome back. We are going to wrap up Shambhala in a few moments. I talked about what the benefits are for levels 1 and 2 just ever so briefly. I mean, I'm really glossing over. There's a great deal more. But I'm hoping to spark your interest in this. In level 3, you learn how to work with the Ascended Masters. You learn about them. You learn to practice using more of the Shambhala energies and the symbols, and you continue to receive the 352 Shambhala symbols as these gifts and energies are required. And at level 3, you learn how to attune people to Shambhala 1. You become more of a light body yourself as you accelerate towards your own ascension. You become, with Shambhala, you become a 12th dimensional healer because you are more directly connected to the Ascended Masters and that one stream of consciousness. Shambhala. I'd like to move on now to ethereal crystal healing. If you listened to last week's show, where I talked about Lemurian healing and the Lemurian crystals, I talked about Lemuria and Atlantis, and now we've touched upon Shambhala, which originates from Atlantis. You start to see in these shows there is a stream that I'm following here. So stay with me. So with ethereal crystal healing, the treatment and attunements with ethereal crystals enable you to directly receive the vibration of specific crystals from the universe to heal yourself and others. Because these crystals are a pure vibration, they are far stronger than even those found in the earth. Ethereal crystals can stand alone as a treatment method, or they most certainly can be used alongside Reiki, spiritual healing, or any other methods that you wish to combine with them. Every ethereal crystal healing session is unique, and it helps you work toward a more complete and balanced life. In order to receive a treatment, you don't really need to know much, if anything, about the properties of crystals. However, to become attuned to ethereal crystal healing, you do need to know about the basic healing properties of crystals. If you choose to be attuned to use these ethereal crystals as a practitioner, these crystalline energies become attuned to your own vibration, thereby allowing them to stay with you and enable you to be able to call upon them for any healing work that you wish to do, merely by channeling them with your intention. So imagine, you can place crystals directly into food, into water, drink, into people, items, animals, plants. Use them for protection. You can even add the vibration to your bath water. How cool is that? You will be able to construct grids, crystalline grids, over your home. You can also send the crystals by distance healing. Ethereal crystals are 100% safe, enabling you to make elixirs with any of the crystals that you are attuned to. You needn't be concerned about poisoning or any of the physical aspects associated with crystals. No concern at all. It's an energy. Ethereal crystalline energy can be used to make elixirs in minutes rather than having to wait hours and sometimes even days. You'll be able to place ethereal crystals on or in the body by pointing to a specific area. Call upon the crystals, name it, and place it where you feel it is most appropriate so that the work they can do is directed in the areas where there may be issues. The crystal will disappear when the energy is no longer needed. And if for some reason you wish to remove the crystal, you have but merely to ask it to fall away, and it will. When you have been attuned to ethereal crystals, the vibration of physical crystals becomes more intense because your own vibration increases and helps to amplify the sensation that you feel from holding them. Physical crystals can be strengthened by up to 400%. by placing an ethereal crystal inside the physical one. So you can use both the physical and ethereal crystals together if you so wish to do so. There are 9 levels to ethereal crystal attunement. You are first attuned to the ethereal crystals levels 1 through 3 during the first attunement, then levels 4 through 6 during the second attunement, and it is approximately 5 days later that then levels 7 through 9 are done in the third attunement. The most common sensation that's felt during the attunement is something that's very subtle. Often people feel heat in the palms of their hands and in the soles of their feet. In general, your entire body feels warmer. Some have reported experiencing prickling sensations in different body parts, either localized or in very large areas. Whatever you experience, whatever the sensations are that you experience, don't worry about them. Just enjoy the process. And ethereal crystal attunements will not interfere with any other attunements that you've received, because they can be used very well in conjunction with other healing modalities. Now, the list of ethereal crystals that you're attuned to is substantially long. In the first attunement, it's everything from amber, amethyst, aquamarine, aventurine, carnelian, citrine, clear quartz, diamond, single terminated clear quartz crystal, emerald, hematite, red jasper, malachite, rose quartz, ruby, sodalite, and turquoise, just to name a few. And in the second attunement, we have alexandrite, amazonite, azurite, bloodstone, gold calcite, fire opal, red garnet, jade, lapis lazuli, moldavite, moonstone, peridot, blue sapphire, yellow sapphire, black tourmaline, violet tourmaline, pink tourmaline, and double terminated clear quartz crystal, again, just to name a few. And in the third attunement, you are attuned to the following crystals: sugalite, pyritzen, African jade, snowflake obsidian, moqui marbles, bogey stones, tektite, larimar, which is actually an Atlantis stone, labradorite, kunzite, also, just to name a few. So we are coming up on another break. When we return, we will look into, we're going to just shift our focus ever so slightly and talk about Amara Omni, which I think with all this ascension and consciousness raising is something very much in line of what we've been talking about today. So this is Priscilla Gale, Sacred Song Reiki on Voice America, Seventh Wave. We'll be back in a moment.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you stressed out? Experiencing difficulty sleeping? Having trouble with overcoming nagging injuries? Are you lacking in energy? Do you suffer with acute or chronic disease? Or are you struggling with depressions or anxiety? Sacred Song Reiki offers more than just Reiki. Sacred Song Healing works to correct imbalances of energy within the body and restore health, balance, and feelings of peace. Treatments are gentle and soothing. Experience an increased state of well-being, a decrease of pain, and diminished symptoms of illness. Reconnect and regain your sense of peace, wholeness, physical well-being, and bring balance back into your life. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 to schedule your appointment and begin your commitment to move in the direction of your higher self's purpose. Or visit www.sacredsongreiki.com. Priscilla offers healing services, including sound vibration, as well as life coaching. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 or visit the Sacred Song Reiki website at sacredsongreiki.com. Get the most out of life with Sacred Song Reiki by Priscilla Gale.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Sacred Song Reiki with your host, Priscilla Gale. To connect with our show this week, please call during the live broadcast to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to willowsong518@yahoo.com. Now, back to Sacred Song Reiki.
Hi, welcome back. I'd like to talk next about Amara Omni. Amara Omni is an energy consciousness of individual empowerment and self-discovery. Hence, I think having explored Shambhala today and the ethereal crystals, this is very much in keeping with what I started last week. The core nature of Amara Omni is consciousness. So it should not be seen as a mere energy stream. It is the movement of consciousness that creates energy. And even though Amara Omni can bring forth healing on all levels and dimensions, the actual intent is not to heal, but rather that we become aware of our own subconscious currents. These deep inner waters within us hold the key to the mysteries of our being. The energy consciousness of Amara Omni assists us to accept our wounds and issues as they are now, and helps us to become more fully aware of their reasons for manifesting. We all experience pain at some point or another, and some experiences leave wounds that may stay open even through many lifetimes. By becoming aware of the patterns that keep these wounds open, we can finally allow them to heal and heal naturally. Nothing needs to be undone and nothing needs to be fixed, because our whole nature is already whole and perfect. Allowance is really the only thing needed to experience healing. You have to allow yourself to heal. Amara Omni helps us to see our own darkness, our shadow self, and to accept those aspects of ourselves that we do not like or feel separated from. Amara Omni will help us connect to our subconscious, where most of our true power and our personal magic currently resides. The energy consciousness will work with us so we can bring these subconscious aspects into our conscious experience of who and what we are. Through understanding the mystery of ourself, self with a capital S, we reach mastery. Amara Omni represents the aspect of the self that is fully grounded in its own divinity, radiating the full spectrum of its being outwards. Amara Omni is like water, transforming itself to fit every possible situation that manifests. So Amara Omni is ever evolving, flowing, and unfolding. When we experience that state of being, we become Amara Omni itself, as it is not some form of consciousness that is separate from our own. It aligns, the movement of our consciousness aligns us with the core of Amara Omni. Now, unlike some systems that focus more in simply balancing the energy flow of our subtle bodies, Amara Omni works in the level of pure consciousness. The energies will then align with the subtle bodies so that the actual consciousness can ground itself into our being. And that is what is simply different about Amara Omni. It's not a quick fix. It's not a quick fix for physical imbalances or psychological imbalances. It does not offer a fast path to enlightenment either. Amara Omni simply offers a journey within. It invites you to meet your shadow self, become friends with it, accept it, make it an ally, a tool. When we reach and experience the core of Amara Omni, we begin to understand everything that happens around it. And in that space, we can find true healing and empowerment. Amara Omni has connections to many different realms of consciousness. It can be said that Amara Omni is actually a unified group of consciousness composed of several unique aspects of the divine, including the ancient civilization of Lemuria and the Lemurian goddess Amara Omni, and the rainbow serpent and dragons. Many of these have strong connections to water, so therefore it seems that the main symbol for this whole system is water. The energies can be seen, felt as flowing liquid light and liquid dark matter, which represents the void energies. Trust your guidance. If this feels right to you, follow it. Amara Omni is not about rules or guidelines. It's not about giving you something external to work with. It flows within. And thus there can be no rules except for the ones that come from within as well. Last week, Lemuria. Today, Amara Omni, Lemurian Goddess, Shambhala, Atlantis. I hope you'll join me next week because I'm going to have some very special guests and we are going to talk about Ascension Reiki, all very much in keeping with what we began last week and have explored today. So, my listeners, as always, I like to conclude with the five precepts of Dr. Usui. This true secret of inviting happiness through many blessings and the spiritual medicine for all illness. For today, my listeners, do not anger. Do not worry. Be humble. Be honest in your work. And be compassionate to yourself and others. Once again, it has been my pleasure to be with you on this beautiful Saturday. I hope you'll join me next week with my very special guests. I wish you a week filled with blessings, love, and light. This is Priscilla Gale, Sacred Song Reiki, on Voice America, Seventh Wave Radio. I look forward to being with you next week. Bye for now.
Thank you for taking this journey with us today on Sacred Song Reiki. Please join Priscilla Gale again next Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Until we talk again, have a beautiful and healing week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the 7th Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit 7thwavenetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.